I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to a new episode of All the Ladies' Favorite Muslim Lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service in the coziest place for women. Well, and here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, really, for coming here. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, a great honor to be with all these great ladies that are listening to us. So, as you know, we're in the month of Muharram, and as we start our journey to this month, we get to think more about the women who participated in the whole story, a epic story of Muharram. So, and the first thing that comes to our mind is that how these great ladies of the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam managed to become the messengers, the major messengers of that battlefield.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As very rightly put by the poet named Qadir Tahmasabi, he says that Karbala, dar Karbala mimand agar Zainab nabood, which means Karbala would have remained in Karbala if Zainab had not been there. So not just messengers, they had huge roles also, but like we'll go ahead with how they were messengers first. So talking about Lady Zainab Salam Alayha, she was the major hero, we would say, of the Karbala, and she showed us that
the heroine of the whole story.
Yes, in all that story, that it was not just the battle of the swords. It was something that happened even beyond that. It's the battle of the words, the speeches, the sermons, how they led it. So, like, requesting to pass by the side of the martyrdom, she ensured that the tragedy was not ignored or forgotten or buried out there only, right? Because the place where it happened was a desert. There was no access to any other place. So there comes this request from her that we would change the site, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, this is the first step she lays in the being a messenger. So after that, Lady Zainab Salam Alayha delivers powerful sermons, be that in Kufa, be that in Syria, be that in the in the courts, and she exposed the tyranny of Yazid everywhere. Held the first majalis. Okay, she held the first morning gathering for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that led to the foundation of Ashura commemoration. Also, when she saw the body of her brother in the battlefield, in the middle of the battlefield, she cried over Imam Hussein's body, saying, "Oh, grandfather, this is your beloved Hussein soaked in blood." So she spoke with emotional eloquence that moved both friends and enemies to tears. "I saw nothing but beauty." The story is like, okay, the victory is not who won in the battlefield, for example, apparently, but it's beyond that you cannot see if you're not a awakened person. So yeah, she had her own role. She acted as a messenger, especially through her sermons, especially wakening up the people of Kufa, like when she says, "Are you crying now? Then cry more, because you deserve this." So yeah, she awakens the consciences, mm-hmm, in the midst of that, the Kufa marketplaces and the Syria as well. So, and when she speaks, people realize,
and through her journey to Sham, actually, she changed so many people's mentality. So as the mother is the daughter. I mean, like, look at her mother and how she stood for Imam Ali alayhi salam. She did the same thing for her brother. You know, the very interesting part that is of great importance and is very worthy to notice is actually we're talking about a woman. Yeah. Like in today's world, if you talk to a psychologist, they would tell you that a woman is delicate, a woman is like this, a woman is like that. Women cannot, for example, do this judgment or that. But look what history is presenting to you.
Yeah.
Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha is one of the examples and one of the major examples.
Right.
Because what she saw was not an easy thing to digest, much less to be a messenger of it. Zainab, 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 Hamde Hayo, Zainab, Hamir Rambo, Zainab, 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 Hamde Hayo, Zainab, Hamir Rambo, Zainab. We're honored to be talking about the great ladies of centuries ago, Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha, and we know that in our culture, heroes and heroines do not die. Like, if you look at today's world, what women are doing right now, wherever they're living, most of which are in actually touch with resistance, and they're actively engaged in this act of resistance, yes, what Sayyida Zainab did or what Sayyida Fatima salamullah alayha did was totally different and pretty much harder, but then they are taking their lessons from them.
Right, like most of the times if you see, for example, a woman gets broken very easily if she
sure,
sees
true.
A tragedy. For example, this Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, when you talk about her, she did not see the tragedy just, for example, she saw the first tragedy, the biggest tragedy she saw was her grandfather being passed away as a child. So
yeah.
Because who was not a common grandfather, who was the rahmatan lil alameen. So
not every grandfather.
Yeah. So then she sees her mother being collapsed between the door and the wall. That's the I don't think it can come out of the eyes of any daughter, the scene that she witnessed. And the tragedies after that, how her father and then
so we
brother,
usually call her the symbol of patience.
Yeah, but she's also called the mother of tragedies because of the tragedies she saw, the number of tragedies she saw, basically. So
yeah.
For that thing, yeah, she saw because more than 20 of her own relatives, like her brothers, her, her children, the
her sons, like
and
as
she was
a mother,
aunt
you would
of the
relate
martyrs.
To that.
Yeah,
seeing your children
yeah.
getting slaughtered in front of your eyes is
right.
a very difficult thing, and not just your children, like your brothers, and not just every brother.
Yeah,
like brothers, like Abbas alayhi salam.
Right,
like, these are not easy things to happen.
Right, so but yet, like these things would collapse a woman actually. And but seeing all that and then being firm and being a messenger requires literally the tarbiyah of Lady Zahra salam alayha. It cannot come as such.
The upbringing.
So, and because she did not just teach her with words, she also showed it with her, practically showed it to her
mm-hmm.
when, talking about the Sermon of Fadak and all. So, yeah, Lady Zainab salam alayha knew that sermons are a way of awakening. So she did that. She started the sermons the way her mother and father used to. That's why people feel the, they feel the tone of Imam Ali alayhi salam in her sermons. Also, like the way they held majalis in, it was called Dar al-Hijra, which provoked fear in Yazid. He felt like, okay, now this is the end of me. And then he sent them back to Medina. That means the message was clear. They were acting as messengers and the people were awakening to what happened. Another figure I would like to highlight here as a messenger is Rubab. Who's the devoted wife of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and also a poet of resistance.
The mother of Ali al-Asghar alayhi salam.
Right. When in Ibn Ziyad's court, a severed head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was brought. She could not control herself. She goes to the head and then she, puts it in her lap and then she starts mourning and she publicly mourns in the Ibn Ziyad's court and she kisses the severed head of Imam Hussein al-Islam and lamented his brutal killing, and then, you know, she recites the poetry that immortalized Imam Hussein al-Islam's sacrifice, because in that court now, the reason that was being made, because the people were getting aware that Imam Hussein al-Islam was killed, so now they were saying that Imam Hussein al-Islam was killed due to some disease or something. But through her poetry, she makes it clear that I shall never forget Hussein, whose body was pierced by spears, left unburied in Karbala. May Karbala never get quenched. She says this thing in poetry in Arabic, and she highlighted that Imam Hussein al-Islam was the light, the noor, that was extinguished unjustly. Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. Allahumma arzuqna Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. Allahumma arzuqna Karbala.
Hamin juri sangin bezan.
Oh, Allahumma arzuqna Karbala.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Yes, it is the month of Muharram, and as we just remember all the incidents, it gets so sort of, you know, it makes you feel sad, but at the same time, you have this feeling of pride towards what happened in there. Like, a woman being this strong makes you feel so proud of being a woman, a lady, a Muslim lady, being so courageous and being so wise and acting like a heroine, a true heroine.
Yeah, so we talked about how Lady Zainab salamu alayha and how Rubab salamu alayha, how they have been the messengers in the journey of Karbala. At the same time, there have been other women as well, but like as per the time of the program, we'll go with the four only. So we discussed two more. I think I would like to highlight Umme Kulsum. Again, she delivered very, very bold sermons, be that in Kufa. She confronted the crowd with their betrayal.
She's the sister of Sayyidah Zainab salam Allah.
Yeah.
And the
sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So yeah, she confronted that crowd who betrayed Imam Hussein alayhi salam and exposed the hypocrisy they did. Like, she told them that you invited Imam and then abandoned him. So she exposes the hypocrisy they did. Maybe they were not aware of it, but then she exposes the hypocrisy and she
or maybe they were just justifying it for themselves.
But she exposes that.
They actually, these women left no
stone
way
unturned
for anyone to keep justifying
to legitimize what they did.
Yeah.
So also her speeches reinforced the truth of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam's stand that left actually a lasting emotional impact and a moral impact as well.
And just as we're talking about the ladies, I would love not to forget the role of that little lady in the battlefield of Karbala. Like, there are a lot of stories coming out of that battlefield, but Sayyida Ruqayya salam Allah alayha is one of the greatest ladies.
And she also, like, when she is given the severed head of her father and then is being told the words
so brutally,
that hurt, yeah,
like
brutal words,
with a,
yeah,
with a
then
little
she
girl.
She again confronts and says, we know what is our place. I know what is the honor of my father. So, like, yes, that little girl also had...
is a great lady.
Yes, indeed. And also, like, last, I would like to say, but not the least, Fatima bint Hussein.
Exactly,
She gave a remarkable speech in the marketplace of Kufa. Despite her very young age, she shamed the people for their complicity and the silence during the massacre and emphasized the moral and spiritual loss they incurred by siding with Yazid.
So this was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me.
This waiting comes with trials and challenges.